You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Jenny? Jenny? What? You are snoring. That wasn't me. In fact, I'm really quite offended.
Shh.
Is it a burglar?
Fetch the jug of water from the nightstand and the neutron destabilizer from the wardrobe.
It's Strax!
Strax? Strax, wake up! Jenny, the water.
The Sontarans will destroy the carpets. What?
Strax, why are you sleeping in the hallway?
I can't explain.
Can you?
No. It may be something to do with that.
Someone's in the Siluritum.
Ah, yes. While preparing the Sarcosuchus for stasis, I found it had a temperature. I was coming to tell you, but was unexpectedly rendered unconscious.
Keep your voice down.
Do you think it's thieves? Or something worse?
I must have taken a blow to the probic vent.
Strax, be quiet. The Screaming Sisters of Santa Maria did warn us that they paid house calls.
Oh, yes, I like them. Lovely boys.
Strax, if you do not learn to whisper, you will receive another blow to the probic vent and an unexpected plummet down these stairs. The Screaming Sisters are not known for their stealth.
True, but they are known for their screaming, and I haven't heard...
I may not have adequately secured the newly excavated cellar beneath the house.
Strax, how many times? It is not a cellar. It is to be my Siluritum. Humans extend their dwellings upwards. I prefer the subterranean. And I would appreciate it if you remembered to lock the door.
What is that?
Permission to attack the intruder. Santa!
They've gone. Strax, let us ascertain whether anything has been taken.
In the paper.
The Prime Minister has gone to Wales. There's been an outbreak of smallpox in Shoreditch.
No, I meant anything that might be to do with our break-in last week.
A surge of pickpocketing on the South Bank. Nothing about house-breaking lions. But there's a new Oscar Wilde on at the Haymarket, shall we? We haven't been to the theatre since that unfortunate incident with Ellen Terry.
Aren't you curious about how those animals got into our house?
Perhaps they were strays.
They were lions.
Nothing was broken. Nobody was harmed, and they ran as soon as they were disturbed. Since there have been no further sightings, let us assume they have returned to whence they came.
It's not like you to ignore a mystery. I wonder if there's a circus in town.
I would rather go to the theatre.
He's a good crocodile.
How was the patient? Well enough for storage?
Seems to have got its appetite back. Nothing more serious than a chest cold. A few more days. Oh, watch out. It appears it's going to... Excellent ducking, Madam Vastra. Your reflexes are impressive.
Thank you, Strax. You don't think she seems to be pining?
Pining, ma'am?
I've been thinking. What if she isn't alone? What if there are more of them in the Thames? Does she seem to be lonely, Strax? As though She's been separated from family.
How many siblings would a Sarcosuchus have?
I think I'll take a walk down by the river later. I would not like to be responsible for keeping a creature separated from its own kind.
As one of 10 billion, I confess I am quite enjoying the alone time.
Nevertheless, keep an eye on her. Oh, and, Strax, can you order her food from the butcher's for the remainder of her convalescence? I noticed a story in the paper this morning about a spate of missing dogs, and I assume that was nothing to do with the lions.
Oh, right. Butchers. Noted.
Of course, a Sarcosuchus shouldn't really be anywhere near the European continent. So why did she come here? And did she come here alone?
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Do you need some help, miss?
Why do you suppose I require assistance?
Well, we don't get many ladies like yourself down here amongst the mudlarks, miss.
Ah, are you a mudlark?
Yes, miss. One of the best, even if I say so myself. If you've dropped a bit of treasure down here, then I'm the very fella you need.
Is that right?
Barty Crump, at your service. How can I help, miss?
Tell me, Master Crump, do you know any unusual paths under the river?
Under the river?
Yes, Barty. The treasure that I'm looking for would be very, very deep down.
You're right back there, miss. You sure you don't mind the water?
I am fine. And by my calculations, we are heading directly towards the Tower of London.
Yeah, that's right, miss. This is the deepest tunnel there is. Pops up near Traitor's Gate.
Interesting.
Yeah. Are you in mourning, miss? Have you lost someone? If you don't mind my asking.
I have lost many people, Barty. Haven't we all?
Well, I meant the veil, miss. Why do you wear it, if you don't mind me asking?
To avoid scrutiny, Master Crump.
Why? Is it catching? Like the smallpox. Is that why you wear the veil? Because you're poxmarked. It's not to be ashamed of, miss. My Auntie Flora was poxmarked something terrible, and she had 12 children and 2.5 husbands.
Do people ever go missing down here, Barty?
Missing?
Are there stories of mudlarks disappearing under the river?
Eh?
Well, when you're scavenging for lost coins, do you ever come across the stripped bones of lost urchins?
Miss?
Do you ever get frightened down here, Barty?
Not until now.
Strax! All right, I'm coming! Strax! All right, where's the fire?
Hello, Jen.
Ma.
Apologies. I was down in the, wine cellar.
Why is he winking like that?
Oh, he's got a funny eye.
He's got a funny head.
Thank you, Strax. I'll look after Mrs. Skerity.
Ma.
Shall I see if I can locate Madame Vestra?
No. Thank you, Strax. I think this lady's here to see me.
Very well. If you need me, I'll be down in the...
Wine cellar, yes. Got it.
We're right underneath Traitor's Gate now.
You get all kinds swim through here at high tide. Pike, trout, eels...
Crocodiles?
Hey?
Giant crocodiles?
I don't know what one of them is.
Have you ever been up to Crystal Palace and seen the stone dinosaurs?
Oh, aye, yeah, miss. We went last summer. We made a day of it. Me and Arthur Cheesemonger, yeah. Great monstrous things they are.
Have you ever seen anything like that down here?
Like a stone dinosaur?
Or similar. And alive.
Dinosaurs ain't real, you know, miss. But Arthur thought he saw a mermaid swim under Traitor's Gate once.
Traces of primordial radioactive activity.
Miss?
Apologies, Master Crump. I should give you a coin for your trouble.
What is that?
It's a pocket. A dress with pockets. It shouldn't be a remarkable thing, but for some reason the people who design dresses seem to think that women have no need to carry them.
Oh! What is... Get this off me! What? What?
I suppose you think you've landed on your feet here, don't you, Lady Muck?
What do you want?
And why didn't you tell Mr. Potato Head that I was your mother?
You ain't my mother. Not in any way that means anything. And put that carriage clock back on the mantelpiece.
What carriage clock?
The one you've just half-inched.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't taking no clock.
Then why is your muffler ticking? Give it here.
Oh! Ah! Oi! Watch it! That's real fake mink, that is.
Ah, where did you get this?
That bracelet was a gift from your father.
Looks familiar. How long have you had it?
Do you know, I don't rightly recall. Here, don't you want to hear how your old pa's doing?
Not especially.
Well, business is booming.
Is it?
Why don't you come back, eh, Jen? Your pa welcome you with open arms.
I would rather die.
Now. No need to be nasty. And what's with the name? Flint.
Chose it myself.
What's wrong with Scarity?
Do you want a list? That's what I had to become on my own. Hard like Flint. What are you doing here?
I heard that my girl had got herself a position in a fancy house. So I came to see for myself. What are you? Scullery maid?
I am Madame Vestra's lady's maid.
Ooh, la-di-da. Was she like this Madame Vestra? I heard all kinds of queer tales.
Have you?
I hear that nobody's ever seen her face. Is that right? Why is it?
None of your business. And if you've nothing in particular to say to me, I'd like you to leave now, please.
But we was only just getting reacquainted.
I don't wish to be reacquainted. Not with any of you.
And I was hoping to meet your good lady.
Why?
To make sure she's treating my girl right.
She treats me with respect. Which is more than you ever did.
Sit up carefully. Chains dig into the skin somewhat.
Where am I?
I told you. You get used to it after a while.
Who are you? Where are we? Who has chained us up like this?
My name is Arinda.
I am Madame Vestra. You're blue.
Nothing wrong with your eyes. I have four arms. That's why I'm here. You're green and look like a lizard. No offense.
My veil. What do you mean, that's why you're here? Where is here?
Here we go.
No.
Come on in, ladies and gents, come on in. Only a penny to see the great Umberto Ravelli's traveling freak show. Only a penny to have your eyes open and your horizons broaden.
Barty Crump. You know him.
He said he was a mudlark.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this very afternoon from the four corners of the globe...
A geometric impossibility.
We shall present to you the strangest, the wildest, the most terrifying creatures that you have ever seen. Prepare to be petrified. Be ready to run!
Do not be afraid. Believe it or not. He's talking about us. There are no terrifying creatures here.
Oh, I beg to differ. I have always found human beings to be absolutely chilling.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. If she ever calls here again, we're not in.
Right. Although, I couldn't help but notice...
What? Do not say a family resemblance. I am nothing like her. Nothing. In any way.
I was going to say, I couldn't help but notice that she had an amount of china secreted about her person.
Oh. Oh, well, it's only a tea set.
It was the good one.
We can get another.
Also, she was wearing a Sontaran homing device on her left appendage.
What?
I had one just like it until we were broken into last week.
I knew I'd seen that bracelet before.
I usually keep it near the biscuit tin.
A Sontaran homing device.
So I know where to locate it in an emergency.
We should probably get that back.
She appears to have teleported.
She hasn't teleported, she's scarpered.
I am not familiar with that technology.
But I know where she'll be heading. I need to go to Acme.
I'll fetch the carriage.
Ladies and gentlemen, senors and senoras, I am the famous Umberto Ravelli. And you... you are welcome to the most magnificent freak show on Earth! I promise you that only seeing is believing. Please, put your hands together! Shout! Scream! Roar! As I present to you... a monster or a marvel? You decide! It's Cerberus! The creature with two heads! You all remember the infamous Tom Thumb? The tiniest general in the world! I give you his daughter, Petunia Pinky! The bearded lady! Girl! The world's tallest man! The rubber woman! The thinnest boy alive! And what's that I hear you cry? What's behind this curtain? Ladies and gentlemen, signors and signoras, behind this curtain is a cage. And inside that cage are my most incredible exhibits. I guarantee they are like nothing you have ever seen before. Shall I show you? Ladies and gentlemen, signors and signoras, those of a nervous disposition, look away now, as I present to you a lizard woman from the dawn of time and a creature from beyond the stars.
He is a monster here. He and this baying crowd.
We are treated well.
We are caged. We are chained.
Because he does not understand us. He's wary of us. He's not sure what we are yet. The others are chained. The humans? See?
They are exploited. He keeps them in a different sort of cage.
Who dares me to approach the hideous beasts?
I dare you. I dare.
What does a Sontaran homing device do?
It homes! Are you having a brain malfunction?
But what does that mean? What, it takes you home? It physically takes you back to Sontar?
Of course! In the way that your homing device would instantly return you to Earth.
I don't have a homing device.
Then how will you return to Earth in an emergency?
We're already on Earth.
Oh, yes. See, it works.
Oh, take that road there.
Oh, but Hackney Village is straight on.
No, we're not going to the village. We're going to the dam. Ma will be headed for the common. Over there, look. You see those caravans and the big tent? Ma and Pa run a travelling freak show. Actually, you should probably let me drive now. Hang on.
Whoa, Geoffrey!
You get in the back. I'll take one look at you and you'll find yourself joining the circus, whether you want to or not.
Very well.
I shall use the time to catch up on my thinking. Alert me when we have arrived at our destination.
We're here. But I'm sure I remember the show being better received.
Help me! Somebody get off me!
Madam Vastra! What are you doing?
Barty! What's happening? What's she doing?
She's got the most enormous tongue I've ever seen. It's like she's trying to lasso you with it.
I will not be put through this again.
Oh, watch out. She's going to wrap it around your throat.
Madam Vastra! Go!
Help! Police! Murder!
Don't worry, everybody. I'm a nurse.
Mum! Huh?
Jenny?
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That thing nearly killed him.
I will attend to him.
Jenny, how did you know I was here?
I didn't. I was looking for... That's my dad. You just had your tongue around.
Good news. He is not quite dead.
That can be rectified.
What's going on? Albert! Albert, my love, what's happened?
What is that?
That is the good china.
Who is that?
My mother. Ma, this is Madame Vestra.
How delightful. To finally meet the in-laws. We must have them for dinner, Jenny. With some roast potatoes and a nice sancerre.
Please. I'm so sorry. I can explain.
In-laws?
Where?
Albert?
Where?
Try not to speak. I recommend some honey and lemon.
Where?
What is it, my love?
Where did the blue one go to?
What blue one?
Irinda. She was chained in here with me, but she's vanished. And so has the mudlark.
Irinda, wait up. We've got to go back for her.
She's a Silurian. A Silurian?
Yeah, I noticed. What gave it away? The green skin, the lizard face, or the lasso tongue? Why are we leaving her behind?
Shh. Let me think. What is her relationship to the woman who came in with the Sontaran?
Sontaran?
The nurse. In fact, what's the Silurian's relationship to the Sontaran?
You got me.
A Silurian, a Sontaran, and a human.
Walk into a pub.
Hush! Jenny. The Silurian called the human Jenny. Now, who is Jenny?
Oh. I've just realised.
What?
Jenny's my sister.
Everyone, keep back! Our tongues reach!
Unchain me and get me out of here!
Pa, give me your keys.
You're not gonna let it out. It nearly killed your father.
Pa, give me your keys.
No fear. That one can stay locked up until it starves to death. It's downright dangerous.
She has a name. Vastra. Madame Vastra.
I thought you was joking before. You ain't serious. This ain't the lady you work for.
No.
Well, I was gonna say...
She's my wife.
Your...
wife. We're married.
Married? Like me and your ma are married?
No, Pa. Happily.
Stand back, everybody. I am medically trained in swooning.
Give me your keys, Pa.
He doesn't have them. I do.
And who are you?
I'm your brother, Jen. You don't remember me, I suppose. I'd have only been a tot when you ran away.
Well, this is quite the family reunion.
What's happened to Ma?
Oh, she fainted when she heard that Jenny and I were married.
Right.
Give me the keys to the cage.
I don't think so, Jen.
Oh, you don't, do you? We'll see about that.
Hey! Get off me!
These the keys?
Yes!
Thank you, Jenny.
They put you in chains. I'm so sorry.
We will talk about it later. Barty, where did Irinda go? How did you and she disappear without any of us noticing?
Little circus trick.
This is not a circus. This is a prison camp. Where are your so-called performers? They took advantage of the chaos and fled along with your audience.
Oh, they won't have gone far. Most likely they've gone back to the vans.
He means the caravans out back.
Show me. Are those caravans over there?
Yes.
Aye.
Master Crump can take me, Jenny. You go back to your family.
They're not my family. Not anymore. In fact, they never were. Not in any way that matters. You and Strax are my family now.
Then go back to Strax.
I don't know what happened. I came over all peculiar.
You had a funny turn, Miriam, that's all.
Just a short, neutrally mediated syncope caused by a reduced blood flow to the brain. You'll be fine. Do not do any handstands.
Here, you're not one of ours. Where'd you spring from?
He's with our Jenny and the lizard woman.
Is he now? And what's wrong with you, son, eh?
Wrong?
It means why'd you look like what you do? What's wrong with you?
There is nothing wrong with me. I'm a prime example of a Santaran warrior.
Warrior? Thought you said you was a nurse.
I am both strong and surprisingly sensitive. So I've been told.
Have you ever considered a career in the arts?
No, Pa. He already has a position. Strax, tell Ma about that fancy bracelet that she's pretending she didn't steal from us.
How dare you? I told you, this was a gift.
Still, it is probably worth mentioning that my people may use it to bring a swift and deadly retribution to the people of Earth. Just so you know...
Where did you get it? And how did you end up with an alien creature in your horrible show?
Oh, now, we've got your brother to thank for both.
The prodigal son done good, unlike the daughter.
What do you mean, prodigal?
He ran off as well, 10 years since. Not long after you, Scott, but we packed up the tent in Wimbledon and by the time we pitched it again on Hampstead Heath, he were gone.
Of course, it might be that we accidentally left him behind. Either way, we didn't see eye nor hair of him until last week.
And what happened last week?
He turned up at our show in Brighton with a lovely bracelet for your mother and that blue lady in tow.
So you didn't take the bracelet, I mean homing device, when you came round to see me?
How many times? It was a gift from your brother.
Well, it's dangerous. Give it to Strax before it transports you to Sontar.
Shan't.
Or on the blue settings, it will summon the entire Sontaran battle fleet directly to you.
Yeah. All right.
What made you leave Brighton and come back to London?
That was Barty's idea. He said the provinces probably weren't ready for a creature from beyond the stars, but he reckoned the capital would lap it up.
He was right too. Clever little so-and-so. People are flocking from miles around to see a blue lady with four arms. We was going to start charging a penny extra to let people poke her with a stick, like they do in Bedlam.
You make me sick. Where is she now? And what did Barty mean by a little circus trick? Hang on. How long since you last saw him? Before he turned up last week, I mean.
We told ya. He disappeared not long after you did. 10 long years.
So he'd have been what? 5? Oh, don't enter yourselves for any Parent of the Year competitions now, will ya? How certain are you that that's him? That that's Barty? I didn't recognise him.
Well, he said he was.
What, and that's it? You just took his word for it?
When your only child comes back to you, you don't turn him away.
Especially when they come bearing gifts.
Only child?
Well, apart from you.
Why? What happened to Dorothy? Oh, you are despicable. Vastra has been through this before. When I first met her, she'd been... I need to find Vastra. And Strax, what... Where did Strax go?
Heel boy! Now, sit. Good boy.
What are you doing?
Ah, Jenny. Is this a dog?
No, Strax. It's a cat-ish.
Rather big for a cat.
That's because it's a big cat.
Ah, that explains why it was reluctant to fetch. Yeah, puss.
You might want to come out of the cage now.
Do you think Madame Vastra would let me keep him?
A lion?
She expressed concern that the Sarcosuchus might be lonely.
I'm not sure a lion is the answer. Can we talk about it later? We need to find Vastra. I think there's something peculiar going on.
Yeah.
Stop tickling its tummy and come out of there.
Very well. Will Madame Vastra want this, do you think?
Her sword? What? Where'd you find that?
The dog was playing with it. Stay, boy.
Lion, Strax. It's a lion.
You knew what I was before you spoke to me on the mudflats by the Thames. You followed me there with the express intent of capturing me.
Sorry about that, miss. No hard feelings, eh?
Is that your usual method of recruitment? Kidnap?
That's show business, miss.
Barty, if you call me miss just one more time, I will turn you inside out with a flick of my tongue. Is that clear?
Sorry, madam, Vastra. Right, now these two caravans are where the performers live. I'll bet you a shilling to a peas pudding that they're in there right now.
Just these two caravans? All those people live in these two small wooden boxes on wheels?
There's six bunks in each.
Open the doors.
Please, don't put her in here. There's no room.
Are you frightened of me?
We saw what you did to Umberto!
Umberto?
Umberto Ravelli. Past Garrity's stage name. Umberto Ravelli's incredible freak show.
They are not freaks.
Eh? Are you blind?
No, but Jenny's parents are. Blind, cruel and stupid.
If they don't like it, why don't they run away?
Because this world is full of Umberto Ravellis. Human beings with a predilection to divide and subjugate. A species so richly diverse it loathes itself. Humanity would rather mock and torment its own kind than celebrate the spectacular variety. These people stay here because it is a safer kind of torture. Not because they enjoy being paraded before the very worst of their species.
It is true, to be fair.
They stay because the world is cruel, not because Jenny's parents are kind.
We get fed. We get a roof over our heads.
This roof? I wouldn't keep my dogs in such conditions. The entire human race is a freak show. I will never understand why humanity uses difference to exploit, to extort, to oppress and to ridicule. As a species, it will self-destruct and I will not mourn its passing. You deserve better.
Madame Vastra, wait up!
To make people objects of derision just because there is something different about them. This universe is wide and it is varied and we are all different from each other in a million, million ways. Ridicule is weak and cowardly and cruel.
And yet you deride human beings.
Lurinda,
you think your own species superior. I wonder why you choose to live among humanity.
Yeah, what's that about?
It is complicated. Why do you choose to live among them?
I don't.
I was talking to Barty.
Eh?
Why do you choose to live among humans, Master Crump? When you clearly aren't one.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm as human as they come.
Barty, be quiet.
Oh, watch out. She's got pockets.
Ha. It was your primordial radioactivity that my scanner was picking up beneath the Thames. You're not human, Barty. You're a Skendorifax. The same as Irinda.
Yeah, all right. You got me. So do you mind if I get changed? That's better. Forearms, blue skin, just as nature intended.
When it suits, the Skendorifax are shapeshifters. That's how you escape the cage without anybody noticing.
Well, you did help enormously in creating a diversion.
What are two Skendorifax doing on Earth? And what does it have to do with me and my wife?
I'm awfully glad you asked. We have been looking for you for a very, very long time. 300 rotations ago, we held a summit of the Cardinals on Skendoro. The Cardinals were an elite gathering. Our quickest minds, our bravest and our best. We were among them. We may be all that now remain. We had been summoned to hear a prophecy.
A new voice has spoken to us from the darkness. A threat arises from a planet green and blue. The artifact will be discovered, thrown forth by flame and cooled by air, dormant until the verdant and the fork-tongued indigen galvanize its power. The planet, we believe, is Earth, a tiny, insignificant orb in the seventh galaxy. The final artifact is discovered. The planet swarms with humankind, but in amongst them and below them are the Silurians who will, according to the prophecy, activate the final artifact and bring about the end time. The Cardinals will prevent the fulfillment of the prophecy. This is our last great test. We go to Earth. We find the Silurians. We hold back the end time.
The seventh galaxy was further than any of us had ever flown. So many did not survive the journey. But a few did. We too among them. We found this planet not tiny, but vast. Great swathes of land separated by huge water plains. But we set out to find the Silurians amongst the humans. Find you and stop you. 200 rotations we have scoured this Earth searching for the legendary Silurians.
We must prevent the fulfillment of the prophecy. The artifact cannot be reactivated.
What artifact? I don't know what you're talking about.
We searched the rainforests, South America, Asia, Australasia. Your kind like the dank, the dark, the
moist.
What artifact?
We did not expect to find you in a city.
But 2 weeks ago on the Machu Picchu trail, we heard an Englishman talk of a great lady detective in London. Always veiled, he said. Whispers of a green complexion and a misshapen servant.
I would not say that to Strax's face if I were you.
We didn't.
Blow to the back of the head. That's how you take down Sontaran.
It was you broke into Paternoster Row last week. Why?
To find the artifact, of course. It must be here. This must be the place.
We could just kill the Silurian. That would prevent the prophecy.
As a final resort. It would be better to secure the artifact and return with it to Skendora. Shh! We kill only if we have to tonight. But if we have to...
Hirinda, through here, there's a hidden door. This is more like it.
What is that?
An underground cavern? A tank? Water.
There's something swimming in there.
Is it the Silurian? The water's quite warm.
Change! Now!
What is that?
Permission to attack the intruder.
They've gone. Strax, let us ascertain whether anything has been taken.
The Sarkasukas frightened you off, and I take it you didn't find what you were looking for.
No. We assumed human form and did some detective work of our own that night. You think you hide yourself well, Madame Vastra. But not well enough. There is talk.
There is always talk.
We heard that your lady's maid used to be a match girl. Before that, a runaway. And where did she run away from? Umberto Rivelli's freak show, that's where.
So you thought you'd use Jenny to get to me?
Well, we thought we'd use her family to get to you. Her parents didn't just have a runaway daughter, they had a lost son as well.
How careless. So you pretended to be the son, and Arinda, you pretended to be one of Ravelli's poor creatures. Why?
I wanted you captive. To find out where you'd hidden the artifact.
I told you. I have no idea what you mean. What artifact? What does it look like? Why is it so dangerous?
You deny its existence.
I deny knowledge of its existence.
Then you must be deactivated.
What?
The prophecy will be fulfilled when the fork-tongued Indigene galvanize the artifact's power.
The only way to prevent the end time is to remove the artifact.
Or you.
Ah!
hardly a fair fight if you're going to morph into monsters.
This is not a fight. This is an execution.
Missed! Come on, why don't you fight me in your true form?
Because we would lose. Our metamorphosis is our weapon.
Jenny! He called Mark! Jenny, can I get you anything?
The sword might be nice.
Catch!
Now, this is a fairer fight. Now return to your true form or I will kill you now. Jenny, stop him!
On it, Mom!
Would you like me to sit on him?
If you wouldn't mind, Strax.
Marty! Disintegrate! Now!
Didn't hurt!
What happened? Where did they go?
Clever circus trick. At times of crisis, the Skend artifacts can disintegrate at will. They haven't gone anywhere. They're still here. Until the wind picks up.
Are they dead?
No. They can reassemble over time. A long time. What did they say? Time is a great healer. And that is certainly true for them.
For everyone, Mom.
Not all wounds heal, Jenny. Open up! We saw you go in.
Be right with ya.
What do you want with them? Can't we pretend none of this ever happened?
am going to pretend you didn't say that. I will break this door down, do you hear?
All right, all right. Hold your horses.
Can we just go home and talk about it?
No, Jenny. We can't just go home. Not until...
Change your mind by any chance? Fancy being the star of the show after all?
You found your sword, then?
Mm-hmm. In the lion cage.
What lion cage?
We ain't got a lion.
We got a dog.
It was a lion.
No, it wasn't. It was Erinda, the Skend artifacts.
Jenny, love, any chance you can get your missus to take a scimitar from me juggler? Only it's making me a bit antsy.
And we got a show in half an hour.
The show is over. We are liberating your performers. They are coming with us. Jenny, tell Strax to ferry them back to Paternoster Row in the carriage. We will walk home.
Right.
They don't want to be liberated. They're going to be pointed at and laughed at wherever they go. They may as well get board and lodging out of it. Now clear off.
Ma! Jugular! She's right, though. A freak show's as good as it gets for the likes of them.
The likes of me beg to differ.
It's further than you think from Hackney to Paternoster. On foot, I mean. Are you going to give me the silent treatment all the way home?
Do we know enough good people, do you think?
How do you mean?
I want to find employment for them. Everybody your parents exploited. Paid employment. Respectable.
Yeah, I reckon so. We've got some decent friends. Folk who'll want to help.
Not everybody turns out to be quite who you thought they were, though, do they?
I'm sorry. I should have said where I came from.
I'm sure you had your reasons.
How could I tell you? Of all people, how could I tell you?
How could you not? This is not an easy world to live in when your face doesn't fit. An overheard whisper can bite as sharply as loudmouthed ridicule.
Oh, no.
You don't. You don't have to hide your face from the world for fear of... For fear. You don't have to live your life pretending to be something that you wouldn't even choose to be.
I know.
You pretend to be my maid, you pretend to be subservient to me, you pretend not to love me. Because this world is ridiculous. But that is not the same.
Sometimes it feels the same. The fear is the same. The pain. To not always show ourselves quite what we are for fear of others' ridicule, judgment, attack.
Then I'm sorry. I
do not want that for you.
It's only sometimes, and it's worth it. You're worth it. We were just born in the wrong time, me and you.
It is not the time that is wrong, my love. It's the people. But times change, and they may too.
The device doesn't appear to have been activated. Perhaps I'd better neutralize it, just to be sure.
That might be for the best. We don't really want an entire Centauran battle fleet getting mud all over the carpet.
The battle fleet are renowned for the cleanliness of their boots. But I take your point. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and check on Marjorie.
Marjorie?
The Sarcosuchus.
Ah. Activated. The Skendorifax kept saying that the artifact must not be activated. Could they have been talking about Strax's bracelet, do you think?
But then why would they have given it to Ma?
I don't know. And it is bothering me, not knowing. I do not like prophecies. They never say quite what they mean.
Are we all right? I really am sorry and ashamed of my family, of my species, to be honest.
You have nothing to be ashamed of. You're the reason I put up with the rest of them. You, my love, are the very best of humanity.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Because I've put butter in the jam again.
There's a good girl, Marjorie.
We need to increase security on the Siluritum, Strax. The prophecy and the mystery of the artifact troubles me. Perhaps we should seek to find it before it finds us.
I will make this chamber as secure as any Centauran armory.
And it is time to put the Sarcosuchus into stasis. It might be kinder until we find a real home for her.
I shall activate the cryotech.
I rather think you liked having a pet.
On the contrary, it has been humiliating. I am a warrior nurse, not a zookeeper.
If you say so, Strax.
Could we get a lion?
You have been listening to The Paternoster Gang, Family Matters, written by Lisa McMullen. Madame Vastra was played by Neve McIntosh. Jenny Flint, Catherine Stewart. Strax, Dan Starkey. Barty Crump, Jack Chaloux. Mar Scarity, Prima Cardinal, Issy Van Randwick. Par Scarity, Leo, Ignatius Anthony. Irinda, Pinky, Vanda Opolinska. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Joe Kramer and Josh Arakelian. Music, Joe Kramer. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.